This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The mental health of Coloradans didn't get better even as the COVID-19 pandemic let up. As CPR's John Daly explains, that's according to a new study from the Colorado Health Institute.
About a quarter of Coloradans in 2023 said they suffered poor mental health. That number rose 10 percentage points from before the pandemic. A rising figure, 17%, said they needed mental health care but did not get it. Younger adults reported the most serious mental health challenges. A lack of available appointments was deemed the largest barrier to getting mental health care. Nearly one in six children ages 5 to 17 reported poor mental health. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Ensuring students have access to menstrual products in school is the goal of a new legislative proposal, CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Advocates say 80% of Colorado teens have missed class due to a lack of period products. A proposed bill would ensure that period products are accessible in 6th through 12th grade bathrooms. The bill also puts more money into an existing menstrual hygiene grant program that's awarded $200,000 to 70 districts for products and disposal receptacles. The bill is estimated to cost a small to mid-sized school about $1,000 per year for products. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
If you were in Metro Denver yesterday and the weather quickly went from a cloudy, breezy morning to what seemed like a blizzard, that's because a snow squall blew through. The National Weather Service issued its first ever snow squall warning for Denver. Imagine a snow squall as a thunderstorm, just with snow. It causes low visibility and makes it hard to drive, but it passes through relatively quickly. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org.